العام 2006 تم تنظيف حوالي
From the year 2006, around 4,700 square meters have been cleaned and 43,500 cluster bombs and unexploded ordnances and mines were blown.
In the year of 2020, the area we have cleaned is more than 12,000 square meters and the items found is more than 1,200, both Chinese and Cambodian continent.
That's Hassan Nouridine from UNIFIL's Combat Engineering Unit in South Lebanon and Major Li from the Chinese contingent. What their statistics do not tell you, though, is how many roads and passages through the minefields have been made safe for peacekeepers. They also do not tell you how many pastures, orchards, and fields have been cleaned and handed over to the local farmers to grow food and raise livestock. But mines remain a serious threat, and UNIFIL deminers continue their incessant search for unexploded remnants of war. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min Al Janoub. Equipped just with a small metal stick about 20 centimeters long, deminers from UNIFIL's Chinese battalion perform a monumental task, clearing South Lebanon of mines and unexploded ordnance. Senior Sergeant Liu Niano is one of them.
Now I'm conducting normal demining in war procedures and I'm listening attentively to sounds generated by my metal detector. A steady beeping means all is fine, terrain is safe, but when beeping increases in frequencies and becomes louder than usual, it is clear signal not to move any further.
The work is painstaking and deminers in UNIFIL's Cambodian and Chinese contingents are advancing. Still, the presence of landmines remains a challenge in South Lebanon, even 15 years after the last conflict in the area. Major Li again.
Lebanon is one of the countries whose civilian population continue to be threatened by the scarred mines. And the demining activities provide the security environment. And it has have proved that locating, demining, and destroying mines benefit the local people more.
The United Nations International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action is observed on April 4th each year. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.